Parting Words from China Newsletter No. 3, February 1980. On January 29, 1979, Master Seng Yan returned to Taiwan to assume abbotship of the monastery of his teacher, Master Dong Chung. He sent this letter to his students in New York. These were his parting words. It makes no difference whether I am in Taiwan or New York. We are close when you meditate, but if you forget your practice, then even if I were to embrace you, it would be useless. My physical presence is unimportant. The essential thing is that our minds be in correspondence. However, as much as a master would like all his students' minds to be in correspondence with his, it is not always possible for every student to maintain this. My guidance is always with you, as well as my expectations. Here are some thoughts I would like to leave with you. You should always keep in mind the purpose and proper attitude of your practice. In this respect, it is actually good for you that I leave every now and then. If I'm around, you can bring your problems and questions to me anytime, as I am always available. It is only when I am away that you realize how rare this opportunity is. You must learn to treasure this opportunity. Another point I wish to emphasize is not to be selfish. What is selfishness? It is always acting for your own benefit and purpose. My goal in teaching Chan is to help you get rid of your selfishness bit by bit. You should avoid self-aggrandizement, as well as thinking of yourself as inferior. These two are often connected. A very proud person is this way, because he is aware of his weaknesses and tries to cover them up. The person who feels inferior indulges their weaknesses for attention. Selfishness breeds other unwholesome qualities, such as greed, dissatisfaction, jealousy, and even hatred. Not being selfish does not mean that we give ourselves up completely. Rather, we simply don't do things for our benefit alone. If we desire a healthy body, it is in order to enable us to better help others better. If we aspire for wisdom, purity, and virtue, it is also for the purpose of aiding others. In taking this attitude, will we forfeit our own benefits? No. Actually, we obtain all the benefits while escaping suffering. When we fail, we will not be unhappy. Loss will not cause great disappointment. A person who is truly unselfish will always be in a contented and pleasant mood. So, by putting down one's selfish concerns, all one's problems are solved. What I have just talked about is the theoretical foundation of our practice. The most important thing is for our minds to be in harmony with the teachings. Some people can intellectually understand these things, yet are unable to release themselves from morally unwholesome tendencies. They are unable to bring this knowledge to life in their own hearts. This can only be accomplished through practice. We should not concern ourselves with how much benefit we are getting, and certainly not to seek even enlightenment. This kind of thinking will obstruct you. However, not to seek or desire something does not mean you don't have to practice. Practice is a method for making real progress. Simply use and practice the method I have taught you, and don't think about how much progress you are making.